No, them fellas didn't care such as that. They're too heavy. They didn't care nothing but jewelry and clothes. Cloth. Well, they didn't have as many clothes as they did different kind of cloth, you know. And
yes. Now, after supper, when the dishes are dirty, you had to...
You had to wash them dishes.
How would you do that? What would you use? Then?
Well, pan. Big old pan, they call it. And that dish pan.
Okay. And you had a what? To let them... You had some clear water that you...
Oh, yeah, you'd wash them off with clear water after you washed them with soap.
So you did... Doing what? After you wash the dishes, you
dry them. You rinse them off in this clear water and then dry them.
Okay.
Put them in.
What did you call the cloth or the rag you'd use to wash dishes with, Mr. Allen?
Dish rag.
Okay, and you dried them with a
drying cloth.
Drying cloth?
Yeah.
One
rag to wash the dishes and another rag to dry them.
Did you have a little, what would you call a little small terry cloth that you'd use to wash your face with?
I believe it's called like the wash rag, the wash cloth.
And after you took a bath, you might dry off with a...
We'd have a towel or something there to dry off with.
When you're out in the field working, did they ever, you know, bring you out a container of water?
Oh, yeah.
And what would it have maybe in it?
It'd just be pure, clear water. It, we didn't know nothing about it, no ice washing up, and then it draw water out of the well, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. What'd they bring it in, maybe?
A jug, mostly, or maybe a bucket, I don't know, if it, whatever comes to handy. I used to have a jug of kegs, or...
Keg
made out of wood, and water would stay cool longer in them, same like the wood in the stone jug, and that's stone jug.
Did they have anything that you kind of used to open and the water would come out?
There was a stopper and the top. We used a corn cob.
Yeah.
Stop it up to that corn cob, you ready to drink, pull her out, turn her up and drink.
Yeah. Did you ever have a regular stopper made out of
corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but them things, they didn't last long.
Yeah.
Corn cob, it'd be in there a week or two, and if you, well, if it'd get wet and it wouldn't dry out, and it'd kind of like taste, you know, it would have begin to decay, like, you know, and you throw that away and stick your new cob in.
Yeah. Nowadays, you go to the kitchen, you turn on the...
faucet?
Yeah. You got one out in the yard, you call it that?
Yeah.
You call it those in there out in the yard, a faucet or spigot?
Yeah, I believe that's what they call it.
You heard it called a spigot? Never heard of spigot?
No, I don't believe I did.
Okay. Can you tell me what things used to come in, Mr. Ammons, or what did...